this year sponsored by the Berger family. It's just for the Simcha Gala David. It's just for them and all the children of Nachas, and then the grandparents, all the children and grandchildren. Talk about a case. The last 2 weeks we spoke about cases where you get the wrong item, either from a store or someone switched items on you. Or someone switched coats, you have the wrong coat. We're going to talk a similar case, but it's really back to Hashavas Aveda, pure Hashavas Aveda, and this is a case where Shvis is safer. Reuven was traveling from Yerushalayim to have a tour at Tzfas, doing a tiyul on Tzfas. And while he was there, he went to a tourist store and he bought something that was worth 40 shkalim. And he reached in his pocket what he thought was 40 shkalim, and he gave it to the owner. And when he got home, he realized that he only paid 38 shkalim because he knew how much money he took and how much was left, and he saw he made a mistake. He had underpaid that the store. Now, that's one case. Then he talks about a second case, which we'll discuss first, and that is, it was similar but a little bit different. It's the same 40 shekel item, but he only had a 50 shekel bill. And he gave 50 shekels expecting to get 10 shkolim back. And when he got home, he reached into his pocket and saw that he had gotten 12 shkolim back. Right? It was all paper money, all coins, so he just took it and put it in his pocket. And when he got home, he saw he had extra money. So, this now seems like a case of Hashavas Aveda. We'll talk about that in a second. So he has these extra 2 shkolim. The question is, assuming that he has to pay it back, give it back to the store in Tzfas, does he have to spend the money to go all the way back to Tzfas and return those 2 shkolim? How far does his obligation go? How much does he have to do to see that those 2 shkolim are returned?
Well, maybe it's not Hashavas Aveda. Maybe he was goreim the Hashavas Aveda himself by inadvertently tricking the storekeeper.
He didn't trick him. He gave him $50. He wants $10 change. What did he do wrong?
Okay, but in the first case...
Let's talk about the second case first. We'll talk about the first case afterwards.
So the second case, I don't think one's under an obligation to spend more money to return the item than the item is worth.
So you're saying a simple, open-shut...
Which is obviously not the right answer.
Well, the question is, suppose it doesn't cost him anything. It's just a matter of tircha.
His friend is going to Tzfas
tomorrow. Actually, does he have to put up signs and look at someone in shul to find someone going to Tzfas, or does he have to
send him a check?
He doesn't have the address, or does he have to find the address?
Shkolim might be the cost of a stamp. I mean, how many shkolim to the dollar over here?
4.2.
Well, let's say it's not worth it. It's a matter of tier figure. Well, you're right. If it costs money to return it, then you're right. Shabbos, you don't have to spend money. One thing I want to talk about before we start, just to show that it's Hashavas Aveda, we spoke a couple of years ago about Nekach and Emkar, where this halach is about Noah. If you go buy something that you pay $40 for it and you find out that it really should have been worth $42, let's just keep the same numbers, you pay $38 for something, and then when you get home you see that the list price is really $40 and they only charge you $38, so that's not Hashavas Aveda. Then we're not talking about such a case, because we say if it's less than a sixth off the regular going rate, well, the person's mochel. He knew on purpose that this was the price, and there's mechila there. If it's more than a sixth, then it's bittul mekach. Right? But in that case, the seller and the buyer both know the price that they're selling it for. The seller is selling it to the buyer for $38, so there's nothing to talk about Hashavas Aveda in that case, because they both are aware what's happening. The question is there a no? And there is, the answer is there's no no. Where it might be no, again, this is something we spoke about a few weeks ago, but not during this year. If you go and you go buy the item for $38, and then the storekeeper calls you up afterwards and says, "I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I'm sorry I made a mistake, but the item should have been $40. And so if you don't trust that person, you say, I'm sorry, the deal's a deal. I don't care. But if you trust the person, it really, really was a mistake, so that would seem to be similar to this case over here. It would seem like this gets back to into Hashavas Aveda here. Right, they made a mistake. Okay, look, you made a mistake. Question is now, after returning these $2, do you, because you undercharged me by mistake? Right, the worker made a mistake, someone made a mistake. How far does my obligation go to return those $2? Do I have to schlep the whole thing back? Now, of course, we said that you have the right to say, oh, if it's that's the price, then I'm not willing to buy it, and then you can return the item. But if you want to keep the item and you trust the person that made a mistake, so there also, I think, there will be the same question as what we're talking about here. How far does your obligation go to return those $2? Now, that's the topic tonight. Or, putting it in simpler terms, whenever you find an Aveda, how far does your obligation go to return it? How much do you have to do? How far do you have to go? Do you have to deliver it into the person's hands? Do you have to call them up and tell them that you have it? What is your obligation?
It's a little different. I was hearing you exactly, so you can always tell him to get it.
Right. So is that enough? Or he says, look, you have my money, I want you to bring it to me. The rule is that if you owe someone money, if you lent someone money, if someone lent you money and you owe them money, you can't call them, okay, I'm ready to pay you back, come in and pick it up. You have to return it to them. But how about by Hashavas Aveda? Okay, now before we talk about the case we're talking about, before this case of how far is it enough to, that's really the child, is it enough to just call them up and tell them, I want you to pick it up, or can he demand, look, you have my money, I want you to bring it back to me. I want to talk about another case, another issue in returning an Aveda, and that is a Gemara in Bava Masi. We'll just read the Gemara together. Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah says over there, the Mishnah talks about the first pasuk I have on the handout. L'sira eshar achicha o'aseyo nidachim. Don't see the ox of your brother or his sheep straying, and hire yourself from them. You should return them to your brother. The Mishnah says, why does it say twice? So that tells us that even if you returned it and it ran away and you see it out on the street again, you have to return it a second time, and if it runs away again, you have to return it even four or five times, because it says hashet tashiving. Right, that double lashon that tells us that you have to return it. So the Gemara wants to know why you need both lashonas of hashet tashiving. One of the rabbanon said to Rabba, Eima, let's say like this, hashet, when it says hashet the first time, that's chad azimna, that means you should return it one time. Tashivim, when it says you should return it, it says a second lashon tashivim, that means trezimni, that says you have to return it a second time. Where do you see that you have to return it four or five times? Hashev Tashiva means you saw it once, return it. It got loose again, you see it again, return it a second time. Where do you see you have to return it even four or five times, which four or five really means 10, 20, 30? Where do you see? And now if he's negligent, so then it becomes an Aveda Midas. Right? But we're talking where it was, he washed it and it just got loose again. How do you know that you have to return it five times? Maybe Hashev Tashivim is two times. So Amalei Rava answered, Hashev, when it says Hashev, return it, that's Afila Me'afam and Mashma. That's Mashma, you have to return it even 100 times. Because what's the difference? It says if you see someone's object, Hashev, you have to return it. We don't care about the history that you saw it, you did it once already, you did it twice or three times. Hashev, return it. Whenever you see someone's object, you have to return it. So really, Hashev itself tells us that you have to return it 100 times. Why do we need the Tishivim? Tishivim, you shall return them, tells us Ainli Elalabeso. I only know that you are Yotzi the Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda by returning it to his house. Liginas Uluchervasaminayin. How do I know that you could put it in his garden or into his property, a ruin of his that he owns? Minayin, how do you know that you're Yotzi like that? Tamalema Tishivim Mikomakam. That's what the second Tishivim, the second Lashon Tishivim tells us, you can return it in any way you want. Not only in his house, not only to his house, but to any of his property. Put it in his garden, put it in his ruin. So the Gemara asks right away, what's the case? Hey, Chidami, what do you mean you're putting it into the ruin? Because if he owns some property and he's a slumlord and he owns a property somewhere, you just return it there. What's the case? Eden Mintra, if that garden or ruin is protected, it's a safe place to put it. It's not wide in the open. There's a door you could put it under. It will be a place that will be safe over there. So Shita, of course you can return it there. It's his property. He'll eventually end up there and he'll see that his property was returned. And Eden Mintra, I mean, the place is not protected. It's a place where anyone could just walk through. So Amai, why should he be allowed to leave it there? It's not called a Shabbos Aveda. It's going to be taken. So Enfri Glimar La'olam Dimintra. Really, it's talking in a case where it's protected. But Kamashlan, what's the Chiddush? Yes, what's the Chiddush? What, if you put it in his house or in his garden, either way it's protected. The Chiddush is to Lavoinen Das Vailim. He doesn't have to realize that you returned it. The Chiddush is that you don't have to return it with his knowledge. Put it in his garden, put it somewhere else where he'll find it, but he doesn't know that it's there at this point. And this goes like Rav Elazar, the Amr who said, "Hakol tzrichin das bailim." In any case, when you return something, the owner has to be aware that you returned it. Chutz me hashavas aveda, except for hashavas aveda, because the Torah said there's many ways of returning it. What does it mean? Other cases, Rashi says, "Hakol tzrichin." Everything needs das bailim. A gan of a gazlan, someone who's a thief, and now he's returning the object he stole. V'dalet shomrim, or any of the four shomrim.
He's returning. Can you please watch my dog for me here? I'm okay. Yeah, I'm returning it to you.
You can't return it unless the owner knows about it. You borrowed his car. You can't return it unless you tell him, look, here's your car. So all these people, Sheshiva, that returned it, they have to tell him. Now, what's enough to mean if they don't? If they don't tell him, and the object, and the cow died or got stolen, and then they'll have to pay.
Rashi says, because he knows that he doesn't have the item and he doesn't know it was returned and he doesn't know to feed the animal, he doesn't know to protect it. So in any other case, when you're returning someone's property, you have to let him know that I'm returning it to you.
The chiddush of Hashavas Aveda is that you can return it without him even knowing.
And based on Rashi, it seems like if you don't let him know and the object dies or gets stolen, you won't be responsible. Let's just read the way the Shulchan Aruch puts it, and the Shema. The Shulchan Aruch passes this halacha.
Chai v'tapil ba'aveda, you have to take care of the aveda. Achi afzirena l'shus ba'ila, until you return it to the property of the owners. V'mokim ha'mishtame, where it's guarded. V'eino tzara das ba'ila.
The end of this, it says, and the question goes on this part, also, the owner doesn't need to know that it's being returned. As long as you put it in a place that's guarded, that's called a proper hashava, and your yotzi, the mitzvah of hashava sevedah. The Sma speaks out the Rashi. The Sma says, even though a friend of four shomer that wanted to return something, but they have to let the owner know. If they returned it and they didn't let the owner know, and Ningma got stolen, Omesa died machas because of the hunger, Chayovin. Aveda shine, Aveda is different. Tixiv, Hashiv Tishivain. Rips HaTorah, the Torah included. Afilo Hashavah Shalomi Das, even if a Hashavah is done without knowledge. Shemishtam Shalom, as long as it's guarded there. Chaim Pirash Rashi, that's called Hashavah Aveda. The Pisrei Choshen asks, it doesn't make sense. Like, suppose you walk by someone's house. We're going to talk about cases like this in Elul. Right? That Hashavas Aveda doesn't only mean you see something lost in the street and you return it. It's whenever a person's losing money, he leaves his headlights on. You see someone's headlights on, and there's a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda to tell them to turn them off if you can. So suppose you're walking by someone's house and you see his cow tied to the post over there. And the owner is not home. He doesn't know that the cow is returned. And the cow looks like it's dying of hunger. It's very weak and it could hardly stand up. It looks dehydrated. So you would have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda at that point to give the cow something to drink, to give the cow food. Right? Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. How can you say that when you found his cow, you could put it in a place where the owner might not know it's there, and that'll be Hashavas Aveda?
Okay, it could be Tzar Balei Chai. Yeah, I mean, that might be another issue. how can you put it in a place where there's going to be the animal, the loss of money? Sorry about that, might be an issue also. So Pesach Choshen answers, he says, Luli Dim Sefina, like no one asked this kasha, it's a really kasha. Rashi, he wants to say that what Pshat and Rashi is, of course you haven't done a good Hashavas Aveda by putting in it there. If you see someone's animal is dying, you have to help them and save the money. But we learn that if you fail to do Hashavas Aveda, if you see someone's object laying in the street, and because you didn't take it in, the ice cream had melted, and he had a loss of money because of that, or someone stole it, so you don't have to pay, because you're not a Shomer Aveda until you take it into your Rishus. So over here, he says the finish is, if you return it, he says, sorry, Chinati, and how it works, but he says, by returning it, now you're no longer a Shomer Aveda. At this point, it's returned. That's Hashav Teshivim. It's a Chiddush. Hashav Teshivim. If you return it, even if he's not there, that's called a Hashava. Now maybe a day later, or a few hours later, the animal is suffering, and now there's a new mitzvah, Hashava Saveda. Look, you're not doing it on purpose. I mean, you think the person's home. I don't know if you would be the right thing to put it in a place where you know he's away for, the sign says, please do not deliver mail for the next month, and you put it on his door. And that the mitzvah of the Shulchan Aruch says, it only works in a case where you know he's going to find it. But if later it ends up that something happened that it did get stolen, or it died, so then you're not going to be chayiv to pay. That's the nafka mina. So the Smar learns the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch Kipshut, though, that Hashit Teshivim tells us that when we return an Aveda, we can just put it on the person's doorstep as long as it's guarded there. If somehow it gets stolen anyway, we're not responsible because we did the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. It's a Gzeres HaKashav. Gzeres HaKashav, Hashit Teshivim. The Taz wants to say, it's a Chizat As Yachid, but just to speak it out. The Taz says, when the Gemara says, Loshin, Ribsa HaTor HaShavas Harbei, that means there's different ways of performing the Mitzvah HaShavas Aveda. There's a L'chachila way of performing HaShavas Aveda, and that is to tell the person, look, I found your Aveda, has your name on it, and call him up and tell him, and do it normal. Like you would do if you were a Shomer, or if you were a Ganav, returning it to him, you let him know. But there's a Chiddush that there's a B'dievid way of doing HaShavas Aveda by returning to him in a way that he doesn't know about it. That's the way the Taz understands it. So according to the Taz, it's a heter b'dievid. If you return it in such a way, it's okay, but it's not a l'chachila way of returning it. All the other poskim say the Pashat Pshat in the Gemara is that Rava said, you can, I only know you can return it to his house. How do I know that you can turn it to his garden? And the Gemara says, when you don't let him know, Kamashalon, Tamalamar Teshivim. So Pashat Pshat in the Gemara is that this is l'chachila. It's l'chachila that you can return an object even though the owner doesn't know about it, in a way that he will find out in time. If somehow it gets stolen unexpectedly, you're not responsible for that because you returned it in a safe place where the owner always keeps it. And if you were a shomer chinam and you put it back in his yard where he keeps it, that wouldn't be good because he has to know that it's coming back. But by shomer aveda, it's a gzeres hakasa of hashet tishivim that you could return it even when he doesn't know about it. Now that has nothing to do with our case, but we are talking about how far you have to do to return an Aveda. So that's something good to know. Like in other words, if you went back to Tzfas and you left the money at the stall over there, so you'd be Yosef Aveda even if he's not there, as long as you put it in his mailbox. Even if someone else gets into the store first and grabs it before he gets there, but you did the Hashiv Teshivim, you did your mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and you Yosef like that. Okay, so that's the first half. Just an interesting halacha, how Hashavas Aveda is different than returning any other object that we might want to return. Is that clear? Any other question? Okay. How about the second case? The second case is like this. The second issue is, you don't want, here it's the opposite. First case, we're talking, you're returning it to his house without him knowing. How about, is it enough to let him know, but you don't want to bother taking it to his house? But that's the issue we're dealing with. You're in Yerushalayim, and you just want to call him up in Tzfat and say, look, I have two shkolim of yours, and I want you to pick them up. I don't want to bother with it. I don't want to have any tircha. Certainly, you're not mechuyah to lose money by any aveda, but I don't want to have any tircha. I'm calling you up. Do you want to take it? Not. Now, the second pasuk I have on the pasuk days says, "Im lo karav achicha elecha." if your brother is not close to you, below your dato, and you don't know him, then you should take the object to your house. It'll be with you. So until your brother seeks it out, and that's when you return it to him. So the Ramban learns from this. If he's not next to you, if he's not near you, the Ramban learns from here. And the Ramban Allah Torah says that it tells you that you're not mechuyif to go far away to return an object. If it's only if he's karuv elecha, that's when you're sure if he's not karuv. So the pasuk says, put it in your house and wait till he comes to pick it up. You'll have to, if you know whose it is, you should call him. But you're not mechuyif to go to him. Now, what's called karuv, what's called rachuk, that's not so simple. I mean, the pashut lashon of the Ramban is that, you know, einu mischayv leches d'aleres acheres. You're not chayv to go to a different country. Right? It sounds like if it's, you know, in the city, and you don't want to, you know, shlep to parkites, you know, and you call them up, that you would have to do. So it's not so clear how far it means, but it's just Arisha and Arvid and Shlomo wants to say it's the same rules that you have by Trika and Teino. That applies over here, but that's a good kiddush. Most doesn't go with that. Most, if not all, the contemporary poskim quote the Chazanisi quote Rav Moshe, who said that you don't have a chiyuv to go run after the person. You could read the Pesachim Choshen says that as soon as you tell the owners that you have the aveda, you don't have to do any more tiracha. Right? Once again, certainly you don't have to spend money, but you don't have to do any more tiracha. Also, it's up to the owner of the aveda. It's his job to do the tiracha now and receive it. What's his raya? Because if you recall last year, we learned the halachas of shomer, and the halacha of shomer is if you're we said that an uman is a shomer sachar. If you're working, you're fixing someone's watch or someone's car, and you are finished work now, the halacha is you call them up and say, "I'm finished. I want you to pick it up." And you can't say, "Look, you're a shomer chinam, and I want you to be shomer sachar. Now you're shomer chinam because you finished. You have to watch it until I'm sorry. I'll be away for a few months. I'd like you to keep it there while I'm in Eretz Yisrael." You say, "Look, I'm finished. I want you to pick it up. I'm finished my shmira now." So just like a shomer has the right to tell the owner, "Pick it up. I'm finished. I don't want to have any more responsibility." So the Pesachei Choshen says that a shomer aveda should be no stronger than that. His shmira should not be any more stringent than someone who is watching a pikadon. We'll see that in other areas you do have to return it, but that's what he says. It should be no different than a pikadon. The Mishpat HaVeda brings down from the Chazanis Ramosha, Ramosha clearly says and writes in this contrast that you don't have to bother yourself, you just have to call. He has no lumbus, it's a one line shuva that is enough to let him know. The Chazanish is a story in the Pe'er Hador. That's where that comes from. But the Svara, I think the Svara is pretty good, that it's pretty unanimous that as long as you tell the owner that you have it, you've now fulfilled your job. The Tircha is up to him. The this Torah Saveda says a Svara. And I hear the Svara also that, like, if you owe someone money, you're a lova, and you owe the person money. So then you can't say, "Look, I have the $500, I want you to pick it up. I have a chiyuv, he lent me $500, I have a chiyuv to return $500 to him. And how do I return it to him? I take it to his house and return it to him." The pash is, if I stole something from someone, we'll see soon that it's not completely true, if I stole something from someone, so I have an obligation to return it to that person, to return it to his house. I took it from his house, I have to return it to his house. But by an aveda, I don't have any obligation to return something. I didn't take anything from him that I'm returning. The pasuk says, "Hashem teshivim after returning." That's not the same type of return. Right? It's the same word, but it means something different. Return by a loan, or return by a theft, that means because I took something from someone, I have to return it to him, I have to give it back to him, to in his house where I took it from. But over here, the mitzvah Shabbos Aveda is that I have an obligation to stop someone from having a financial loss. So right now, the object is out in the street. If I take it from the street and put it into my house, now I'm saving it from financial loss. I'm now a Shomer Aveda, Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sochar. All I have to do is call him up and tell him, pick up your item, just like a regular Shomer. A regular Shomer Chinam, he came to me, he said, could you watch my cow for me? And I agree. Now I'm fin- the time is up. He said it's going to be a week. I call him up. I say, pick up your cow. And it goes one step further. That just like by a shomer, the shomer has the right to say, I'm giving you 3 days, and if you don't come in 3 days, I'm not washing it anymore. So same thing, they bring down from a contemporary posseg, that if you find the aveda, you find someone's coat, it has a phone number in it, and it's in your way, you can call him up and say, I have your coat, I'm giving you a week, you know, a normal amount of time to get it, and if he doesn't get it at that time, I have the right to dispose of it. You know, I warned you, and I don't want to keep it anymore. You can't, you know, that, you know, question is how far you could go with that, but there's certainly, you don't have an obligation to go take it to his house. The Torah Seveda brings from the Tumim a Lashon, he's talking about a different topic, but from there we see that he says his Svara. The Tumim says in Siman Ayin Dalet, the Pikadon va'aveda, by these two types of objects that have to be returned, a Pikadon and an Aveda. Ein ha-mafkid o ha-ma'abed yicholim lokav ha-nifkad o ha-motzi. The makid, the owner of the article who had deposited it, or the one who lost the object, they are not able, they have no right to force the person who was holding it, the shomer, or the person who found the object, lahavi hapikadin o haveda, to bring the pikadin, the object that's being watched, or the aveda, shemunachim aveitam, that's in their house, lemachim tviyas hamakid, to the place where the makid, the owner, or the ma'avid, or the loser, are living. Because the, either the shomer or the finder can say back, "Mali betir chazu. Why do I have to bother with this? Tavu levayis, come to my house with kapa bigdona. Take your object that I was watching, or your object that you lost that I found." Right. So that seems to be an open and shut halacha that if you find an aveda, all you have to do is call the owner of it. Once you've determined who it is, and then it's his responsibility to come to your house. Which would mean that in the case we're talking about now, if you went from Yerushalayim to Tzfas, and the person gave you the wrong change, so you didn't realize until you got home. So all you had, so that's like an aveda. That's the Rashbitz's assumption. That's called an aveda now. So all your obligation is to, you have two choices. You can, you know, go return it to him without him knowing, like we said in the beginning, and that's good enough as long as it's in a safe place. You know, that's not so relevant. But if you don't want to have a tircha, you don't want to bother, all you have to do is call him up, you have the number on the bag, and say, Plony, I found your, you gave me $2 extra. If you want it, come and get it, or send me a self-stamped envelope, and I'll send it to you. But I don't want to have to go to the tircha, going to the post office if it's hard to get to the post office. I mean, whatever tircha, if there's going to be any tircha, I don't want to take the tircha. You certainly can go to the Nimish Rosh Hashanah as Hashavas Aveda and do that if you want. There's certainly nothing wrong with doing that. But if it's a big tircha for you, you have no obligation. You have an obligation to watch the object, to be a shomer, but you don't have an obligation to go do a tircha of taking it to his house. And like this Sefer says, you can give him a limit, and I'm giving you 1 month, and after that I'm spending it. One of the posts who said that at that time you could say I'm being mafkir if you don't come within a month. So that's the second case. How about the first case? Okay, the first case we spoke about was he went to from Yerushalayim to Tzvas. He was supposed to pay $40, but by mistake, he only paid $38. And he thought he had $40 in his pocket, he gave him $40, and he got home, he saw that he still had $2 left, and he had underpaid. So Shvit says, that's no longer Hashavas Aveda. That's what someone was saying over here. That's not an Aveda, that was, you stole from him. Right? You underpaid, you stole money from him. So he says, like we said last week, it's not real gezeila. It's not lo sigzal, like we said last week. If you take someone's coat, the wrong coat, you're not over lo sigzal, because Lo Sigzol is when you have intention that you want to by Yigzol as a chanes miyad hamitzvah, you want to take that from that other person. Here it was an accident, a mistake. You didn't know you were taking something that wasn't yours. So here also, you thought you were paying the right amount. You thought you were paying $40. You made a mistake and you underpaid. It was a mistake. It wasn't on purpose. So it's not a Lo Sigzol digadin. But he says it's also not Hashavas Aveda. It's not an Aveda. It's not that person lost something. It's you failed to pay him. It's like you owe him money. It's like a halva. It's like a loan. You owe him money now. Not as an Aveda like we spoke until now where he lost it and you have to save him from a loss. It's you underpaid him. You shortchanged him. So you are now like a lova. Goslin, you're like, what are you? You're like not really a goslin, but like a lova. Now, if you're a goslin, the halacha is, I have on the hand down, Shin Samach Zayin. The first halacha was Reish Samach Zayin, Hilchas Hashavas Aveda. In Shin Samach Zayin, and Hilchas Hashavas Gezela, it says, Hagozo es Chaveiro, if you steal something from your friend, Apapi Shekofar Bo, even though you denied having stolen it, but then you did tshuva and you want to return it. Hoa velo nishba, as long as you didn't swear that you hadn't stolen it. Im chaser v'hod, if now you do tshuva and you admit that you stole it, einu chai lirdav achar abayli. You don't have to run after the owners. L'hafz alam to return it to them. El yeh biyod v'ashiyah v'yidu ashalam. Hold it until they come together. And the Ramah adds in, you have to tell them about it. That's a whole asik, but the Ramah Paskin said you have to tell them about it. That's a chiddush. If you stole something also, you don't have to run after him. He has to run to you. Why is that? Why is that? So the Sma says, that's a takonas hashavim. It's a takonas hashavim. We see that the Chachamim made many takonas to help people do tshuva if they stole something. The typical case is if someone stole, normally the halach is if you steal something from someone, you have to give back that very object you stole. You can't say, look, you know, you steal someone's tefillin and pay him the money for it because you like those tefillin. You have to give him back his tefillin. That's hashavas gezela. But there's a takonas hashavim. If you stole someone's big beam and you put it into your house and you built a big house on it, and someone comes visiting you one day and he sees your beam over there, or you do tshuva, you want to return it. So now to return that beam, you'd have to knock down your house. So Chachamim made a takonas hashavim. We want you to do tshuva. We want to inspire people to do tshuva. So we say, look, if you want to do tshuva, just pay him for it. You don't have to knock down your house. That's a takonas hashavim. So here also, this person is sitting 100 miles away. And he thinking, should I do tshuva or not? If I do tshuva, I'm going to have to go schlep to return it to him. It's not worth it. So the Chachamim, the way the Sma understands, it made a takana that if you want to do tshuva and return a stolen object, as long as you didn't swear falsely on it, so it's enough to just call him up and let him know, come pick up your object. The Shach disagrees with the Sma. He says, it's exeris akasiv, that by a gazlan, you don't have to run after him. So Shvitz says, that's either way. That's only by a goslin. That's a chiddush. By a real goslin who went and stole something on purpose. So there we either have a takanas hashavim or a gzeres hakosiv. And in fact, the Pesach Choshen points out, the Shach says this only applies if the victim moved away. That's where we say you have no obligation to run after him. But if you stole it and you move, so you still have an obligation to go back. That's the chiddush he makes from the Shach. But even without that, Mitz Chiddush only applies by a real goslin who stole it on purpose. So there's a takanas hashavim or a gzeiros hakosiv that you don't have to return it to him. But any other person that owes someone money for any reason, a halva, he borrowed money from him, he has to return it. So any other type of that other than like we said, an aveda or a pikadon, you have an obligation to take that tircha and return it, or and even expense, return it to that person. The Mishnah says even to go to Moda, you have to return it. So this should be really Mishpatei Torah for this bit in the handout. So in Mishpatei Torah, Schmitz concludes that in this first case, where you shortchanged the person, you gave him not enough money, so in that case, it's different than the first case. In that case, you will have to go from your shlain to tzvat as a mitzvah, as a veda, and if you don't know where the store is, you have to go try to find it, retrace your steps, try to remember where it was, and you got it, and you have to return it to him. If you had the other case, the second case, where he gave you the wrong change, and now it's, you have a mitzvah shavas aveda, you don't have any obligation to take that tircha to go all the way and try to retrace your steps and find out who gave you that wrong change. Hashavas aveda doesn't go that far. You can put signs up, announce it, do hachroza. Someone put a sign up in the base medrash over there in Tzvas, but you don't have an obligation to go take that tircha to return it. And when you find out who owns it, all you have to do is tell them about it, and that's sufficient for your chi of Hashavas aveda. So, summing up, in these laws of returning an aveda, first we saw how an aveda is different than any other type of object you need to return. Different than pikadon and gezeila and halva, shomer. Every other object that you want to return, you have to let the owner know that you're returning it. If you were watching it from him, you borrowing it, you stole it from him, chas v'shalom. So you have to let him know, you should know, I'm returning this object to you. I stole it from you, I borrowed it from you, I'm now returning it. If you fail to tell him that, and because of that it gets stolen, you're responsible to pay him for the loss. Hashavas aveda, there's a gzeiras hakazav, hashe teshivim, that there's many ways you can return it, and we'll learn like the pashup shot, that just like you can return it with him knowing about it, you can return it in a safe place without him knowing about it, and you fulfilled your mitzvah. If it gets stolen or lost from that place or dies, you're not responsible to pay for it. And that's the first halacha. In the opposite case, where you let him know, but you don't want to bother taking it to his house, so there we saw that Hashavas aveda is like a pikadon, in that it's sufficient to just let the owner know, you should know that I have your object and I want you to come and pick it up. You don't have to take that tircha to go to his house, to his city, and bring it there. Like in a case, you know, it doesn't have to be so exotic of Yerushalayim to Tzfas. It's from, you know, my street to somewhere else. I can call him out and say, look, I have your coat. Come pick it up. I don't have to. You don't think I have to think. I should say this. I have to go and put it into his house. It's enough to let him know that you saved him from the loss. You picked it up from the street. It's in your house safe now. You've fulfilled your mitzvah by calling him up and telling him it's there. There is another case where that's sufficient. That's a special takana, or it's a kasa by a gazlan, someone who stole something. He also is a special luck. He doesn't have to actually return it to the person's doorstep. He can call him up and tell him, come, you do the chair and pick it up. Any other type of obligation that you owe something, there you have the obligation to return it to his house, or some other type of obligation that didn't involve theft or this aveda. So because of that, he has this interesting chiluk in the two cases. And we'll assume we're talking about Jews over here, that when you got extra change from the person's mistake, or he sent you extra merchandise, or the case where he says, I'm sorry, I charge you too little, you owe me some money, I think that will be included in that if you trust him. So those cases, the Hashavas Aveda, it's a Hashavas Aveda case, and all you have to do is tell him, look, I have it, it's your responsibility to come to pick it up, it's not my responsibility to get it to you, it's safe and sound here, it's your responsibility to get it. If you're the one that shortchanged him, so then, and once again, not in the case where everyone knew what was going on, that'll be enough. If he knows he's charging $38, and you know you're paying $38, and you find out that it really should have been $40, so, you know, or the other people charged for $40, you can assume that he was mouthful, unless he tells you he wasn't. We're talking where he said it's $40, and you knew it was $40, but you shortchanged him, so now it's a non-aved obligation, it's not gezel, really, it's sort of like a halva, it's an obligation to give him money. Like any other obligation, you're responsible to take it to his house, even though it involves a lot of tircha and maybe even expense.
Just make sure I understand. If only you buy something in the storekeeper says it's $40, you paid him at $40. Then a few days later they call you up and say it's $50.
Right? I made a mistake, it's really $50, right?
And now you move to Shalayim Faith on Baltimore. So then you can call the storekeeper up and say, if you want it.
Or when they call you, you say, look, okay, I'm willing to give it back to you, but it's your responsibility to pick it up. Right, it's your responsibility. Because I might be chayv in Hashavas Aveda here, but my chiyuv Hashavas Aveda only requires me to let you know that it's here. I don't have to take the tircha, and certainly not the expense, to send it to you. Right, but Yeah, that's a chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda.